Here we go. Welcome to Going Fishing with Brett Raymer from Tanked. This is episode number 6. Brett, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Good to see you. And Agnes, you look beautiful as always.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you.
And I do love your smile. I heard you this morning
talking
about that. Never not smile.
Thank you.
Always smile with your eyes. I always do that. Remember, I always smile with my eyes. And you always said, oh, I show too much teeth.
No, yeah.
Your teeth are beautiful. Smile.
Well, these days it seems like wearing a mask, it's all you could do is smile with your eyes.
Yeah.
I smile with my eyes all the time.
They say a lot of people that are smiling with their eyes are actually getting some action these days because of the masks.
Oh.
Yeah, they
I've
say, you know.
Well, this episode is a Q&A episode, and we started last week's episode, the Johnny Damon episode, with one of the biggest questions. You open up social media, everyone asks this. When is the show coming back? What's going on? Is the show coming back? Are we going to see Tanked back on the air?
So, you know, never is not in my vocabulary. I'll never say the word never.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, in my opinion, the show is on a hiatus. We look at it as a hiatus. If the opportunity arose where we were able to do the show again, I think that the participants that were involved would be readily available to at least address that and to see where it takes us. I loved making the show. I loved entertaining. I loved, you know, working with Agnes. And I loved being a part of the camaraderie together. You know, we had a lot of fun doing it. There was a lot of laughs. You know, why I would want to do the show now is because I would want to do it without the business side of it anymore. I'd want to do it where, you know, we still build tanks, we still make an amazing show, but that's what we do. That's it. You know, we wouldn't have all the odds and ends because the love of what we did was taken away by everything else that was around it. All the hard work, all the headaches, all the, you know, the business, the different jobs, the different things you had to do. That's what made it rough. You know, but the show itself, doing the filming, being myself, having fun. I mean, how could you not enjoy getting a paycheck for being yourself and having fun, right? That's what we did. We had a great time. We built an amazing product. And like I said, there could be a possibility that the show could come back.
That has been the basically what we get a lot from feedback.
Yeah.
People are asking, when is it coming back? Because again, in some countries, it has never ended. So they are assuming there's another season.
Oh, it's never ended anywhere. I mean, if we look this week, you know, we had the Betty White episode a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they were airing the Betty White episode all week. And they were also airing it, the show, 24-hour marathon. So in our country and other countries, I mean, Tank is still doing well, otherwise it wouldn't be airing reruns.
Well, that's what's great about the show is you can jump in season 3, episode 5. You can jump into any single episode and pick up what's happening.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, even my friend yesterday, a lot of people actually I know put the show on for their pets, like their cats or dogs.
Oh, okay.
They literally do. Because they watch.
Yeah.
It's funny, but it's true.
Yeah.
Now, Agnes, Brett calls you and says, "We're back again, baby. Are you on board?"
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Are you crazy?
There's no hesitation.
Yeah, no hesitation. Yeah, yeah, that show is just the vibe was so is now when we reflect back on it, we would do it. We've learned a lot, so we would do a lot of things differently, but we'd do them smarter this time.
Yeah, absolutely, smarter for sure. Yeah. You have to learn from your experiences and your mistakes in life. And you know, I want to address something that is I see all over since we launched this podcast, all over social media. People think that the television show went away because my brother-in-law and my sister had issues.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has issues in life.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom line is that, you know, some have worse issues than others. But the bottom line is that's not why the show went away. The show didn't go away because of Wade and Heather. The show went away because it was time. It was time for the show to be on a hiatus at the moment. It had run its course. You know, most shows don't go how many shows you know that go 8 seasons or more, right? 156 episodes.
7 years?
7 years. And it was a lot. And, you know, changes in the network, changes to the marketplace, streaming, different things coming. Yeah. It was just a network decision. So I want to clear the air on that because a lot of people think that
they blame Heather.
Right. They blame my sister. They blame Wade. They blame sometimes me for leaving ATM. But at the end of the day, none of that is the reason. The reason why the show went on and we still call it a hiatus was because of, number one, it became a very expensive show, very time consuming for everybody. And you know what? The network made a business decision. When you have 157 episodes that still do really well and you don't have to pay the characters anymore and you can take those episodes and remix them and run them up and make more money on it, they made a very smart business decision by not having to pay people in order to continue to go forward. So as much as I'd still like to get paid, you know, we want to all get paid, but it wasn't at the time, it wasn't right for the network. So they canceled the show and, you know, like I said, it's we look at it as a hiatus.
Well, not canceled. See,
hiatus.
See,
right. Your stories about the cast members of Friends making all this money off of reruns. Are you guys still getting paid every time we're watching an episode?
No, that's where. So we were green when we went in.
So no, well, it's not even that. It's reality television. You're not part of the union,
right?
So you're not IMDb. You're basically a 1099 employee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we got bonuses based on, you know, written in our contract. There were specific bonuses written in, and we got bonuses, but we got paid per episode. But now that the show is over, we get no residual income from the show.
Zero.
So all of us went from, you know, obviously making a gazillion dollars and doing really well to not having a show, waking up one day and
it was life changing.
Getting a phone call 2 days before Christmas, going, "Hey guys,
it was literally before Christmas.
They're
remember?
Not bringing the show back."
Yes.
Who they call you? Yeah. They call each one of you.
My manager,
Michael.
Yeah, they call Michael.
Michael. And then Michael calls you, and you call Agnes.
I just learned from them. Yeah, it just trickles down. So, but we kind of, honestly, we kind of assume every year we thought it was the end. Every year. After,
well, you have to look at it that way. Because
you don't expect anything.
With television, it's based on ratings.
Right.
At the end of the day, you're not making them money.
Yeah.
You're not getting a new TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, our ratings fluctuated all the way from the best episode maybe in Animal Planet history to at times where we had some low points, you know. I don't think because of the show. I just think because of they changed us from Saturday to Friday. They just did a whole bunch of different things as time went on that I think contributed to the viewer ratings the ratings going down. But the long story short is that you know, we got paid based on how the show went. If the show every year the show did well, we knew that there was another season coming.
Mm-hmm.
The last season there was a lot of personnel change in the Animal Planet that sells a lot of turnover, and they got a new president, and they basically let go the top three shows. They let go Treehouse Masters, Insane Pools, and Tanked. And, you know, these are big building shows that cost
expensive.
A lot of money to make.
Expensive.
Remember, when you go to a vet show and you do a vet show, you're just bringing a camera crew.
Yeah.
You're not building aquariums. You're not traveling. You know, you are traveling, but you're not traveling the gear.
The gear alone would be like $2,000 to $3,000 just to go one way. Right.
Yeah.
It would
be
that's how much all the gear costs.
How big of a crew was it? You're going to a shoot in L.A. You're shooting or you're down with Johnny Damon. You're down in his. How is the crew flying from Las Vegas? Or are you guys getting to Florida and hiring a crew out there?
So we had this. So we did both. So we did it. They did it based upon value for the production company. Remember, the production company, they make their money. Whatever's left over at the end, they get to keep. So at the end of the day, they're going to do whatever they can to be as cost effective in the budget to make sure that there's money left for them so that they have earnings at the end. So what would happen is the camera crew, the standard camera guys would come with us always.
Okay.
The executive producer and the assistant producers, they and the PAs, they would also travel. Most of the times, the sound guy would never travel, very rarely. They would hire a new sound guy over, you know, place, or they'd hire another camera guy if they needed an added camera guy. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we traveled with about seven people other than the crew, 7 to 10 people.
Yeah. Of the main, basically the same people.
Right.
The camera guys were always the same.
Yeah.
Andrew
correct.
And Thomas, we might have known, and we're always from day one.
Yeah, pretty much from day one. Thomas and Andrew were the main camera guys with a sprinkle of a couple of different camera guys in between. And Michael Dursky was our audio guy the whole time. You know, they were great. You know, and then we had the one thing that I really enjoyed about the show is that we didn't have a ton of turnover at the end. Like Matt Carter, who was the executive producer when the show ended. He started off as like an assistant producer, went to a producer, and then became the executive producer.
Okay.
So he was on the show the whole pretty much 8 years.
Yep.
And, you know, we were able to grow with them as they grew with us.
Yep.
And that was important.
And Jeff Eggleston came on in 12. And then he finished it off, basically.
Okay.
There was a lot of years.
Right. And Jeff came on, and Jeff had multiple hats and did a lot of roles. Yeah. And the cool thing was with production was, like, we were friends with everybody, you know? We became good friends with them. I've always
learned. Still to this day.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
At times, it had to become a business where, you know, you just had to do business to business because, you know, and we'll get into that in further episodes as time goes on. Uh-huh. Some of the things that had happened on scene, on set, that, you know, decisions that had to be made, you know, funny, right, wrong, yeah, fighting back, forth, you know, things that had to be done because, but at the end of the day, we all still will go out and have a beer afterwards. You know, there might be heads up arguments, but the next day we'd come back in and it would be over. But we were with each other, you know, pretty much like almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, mm-hmm, for years. You know, we had a very, yeah, very little hiatus.
It was fun.
Show was shot 365. You know, it wasn't shot every day, but it was shot.
There was
no hiatus. We finished the season and we went right into the next season. Like, there was no stopping.
There's no downtime. Like, no. A regular TV show.
The only downtime we had was really during Christmas. So they would take Christmas, 2 weeks off, basically, yeah, during that time.
I mean, even then we filmed a Christmas episode.
Because you always had your Christmas special. Right. It was kind of an annual tradition for a Christmas special.
Yeah. Right.
So it was 365, basically.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at social media, I have to ask this question. Because if you look at any of your posts, there's someone's always asking this question. Will Wade be on the podcast?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. You know, look, there's a lot of rumors out there, you know, about me and Wade. Look, I love Wade, but sometimes in life, you need to go your separate ways, mm-hmm, to figure out who you are individually, as individuality is extremely important. You know, we were Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello, yes, for 25 years, you know?
I know. I miss Heather, too. We were Thelma and Louise.
Yeah,
we really were. Yeah. Like, we were all, you know, together all the time.
And the thing is we're not together now and we're doing our own individual thing. But then again, everything happens in cycles, right? That's how I look, mm-hmm, at things, you know? Things come back around again. So we had our time, we had our past. Things are calmed down now. We're not really speaking at the moment. But at the end of the day, I love Wade. I have no hard feelings towards him. If we were able to get him, if he said, "Hey, B, I want to be on your podcast," 100%, I would love for him to come in here.
Oh my God, that would be so
Wade has been, Wade was a tremendous partner for 25 years. And at the end, you know what? Look, we had our differences. I was able to step away with no hard feelings, mm-hmm, and now we're moving forward.
Well, Brett and I had some major differences, and look at us now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, Agnes, but that's like, we're like brother and sister. We've always have been. And you know, Agnes and I have never dated. We've never gone out.
One of the biggest rumors, yeah, is that you start Googling.
Yeah, we're married.
Brett
Raymer
and Agnes, a couple.
Still to this
dating.
Day.
Still, was that one of the biggest rumors from the show?
Yes, and you know why? I'll tell you why. Because in every scene we shot, I stood next to him. So it was Wade and Heather, uh-huh, which were married.
Yes.
And then me and Brett were always standing next to each
other.
People just assumed.
Well, I was watching one of the earlier episodes. So in the earlier episodes, it was always me and Wade and always like Agnes and Heather in the scenes. It wasn't like if you watch the episodes as they get further along, you start seeing individuals like just me with Agnes or me with my sister or not as a dual because we would walk in and it's almost like I would have to get permission from the girls. Like that's how they would kind of like infer the scene, like we're going in and getting a permission. But I don't really need permission from Agnes because Agnes works for me, right? So at the end of the day, it was like...
But it was just naturally Wade would stand next to Heather.
Uh-huh.
So where would he go?
Right.
Next to me. So people, because we stood next to each other all the time, people assumed we were married or together. Yeah. And people had bets. Like, they would actually write in and like husbands and wives would put money down saying, "No, you're really married, aren't you?" And say, "No. You better pay your husband."
People always come up to me. They're like, "How's your wife on the show doing?"
Still to this
I'm like, Agnes? They're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "No, it's not my wife." But
sometimes
she's doing
I just
good.
Roll with it. If people ask me, "How's Brad?" I'm like, "Well, he's doing great."
Yeah, you know. But no, seriously, like we've had a knockdown, drag out. You know, look, when you run a business, look, I'll say it again. When in that situation, you know, being under the pressure that we were under, being doing so much, family, this, that, you have tendencies to speak to the people that you care about the most in ill-tone manner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I did that on multiple occasions, you know. I would, you know, probably be wrong, but still be spewing out, you know, loud, you know, things, anger, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And, you know, Agnes would take it. And then there's sometimes I was right.
And then I give it back.
And then she'd give it back and she'd storm out and leave. And, you know, the next day we'd come in, I'd say, "I'm sorry, I love you." You know, we'd move on.
Goes on. We move on. We move on. I mean, it's what's the point of wasting time? Yeah. We don't have time to waste.
No. Yeah. You have your issues.
And not that, you can't. I mean, as much as you know, me and my sister towards the end really didn't like each other a lot. Oh. You know, we had our differences. And that'll be as we go along in further episodes. We'll get into that too as well. But the thing was is that I still had a job to do. I'm still getting paid.
Yeah.
Right.
And at the end of the day, if I want that paycheck, I better be super nice to my sister during the scene and do what we got to do and get through the scene. So we all can get our paycheck. And I respected that for her as well.
She
came in
too.
And did the same thing, as mad as she was at me. And there were times that she hated me. And I know she probably still does. But the bottom line is she had a job to do and she came in and did her job. Mm-hmm. So for that, you know, we all had to respect each other because at the end of the day, if we weren't getting paid.
Yeah.
It was a job. I mean, you had to, even though it was our lives, it was still a job.
Yeah.
We still had to do it. So even if you were crying 5 minutes before, you better get on there and smile.
It's showbiz. with Johnny Damon last week, it was so cool because he showed us the tank that you guys built in his house. It's in pristine condition. How often are you following up on tanks? And did you hear about the demise of the Kiss tank?
So I heard a little bit about the demise of the Kiss tank. I know it was at one location, and then I know somebody purchased it.
Yes.
And they got rid of it and purchased it and put it in storage. And then I don't know what happened to it after that.
It was on eBay at one point.
Someone was
trying to sell it on eBay.
So here's the thing you got to remember, right? Okay. You know, people buy cars, and then they sell them 4 or 5 years later. You know, this is not... An aquarium might not be a hobby you enjoy your entire life. It might be something you bought when you had a house and you sold your house and the person didn't want the aquarium beforehand. Same thing with the business, the mini Grand Prix.
You're always making a mess.
I'm spilling water.
So, the Kiss.
Sorry, Andrew.
The Kiss moved. They moved facilities, right? From one facility to another.
They went from Harmon to Rio or somewhere, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think when they were getting ready to move or during the transportation or when they were going to move it, I don't think they wanted to because it was a nightmare. So it was easier for them to get rid of. But I've seen a few episodes that we've done. I've seen tanks that, are no longer there. Like we did a tank for Serendipity. It's no longer on the strip.
Oh, yeah.
And that place closed.
That's where Hell's Kitchen is now.
Right. That's where Hell's Kitchen is now. And that place closed. And, the tank is gone. So people get rid of their tanks. Sometimes it's not because we didn't build a bad product or anything. It's just because as time goes by, you just... you're tired of the hobby. You just don't want to have it anymore. You don't want to have that expense. You don't want to have the hands-on, experience. You'd just rather get rid of it and do something else.
Well, that's kind of like also going back to that with the TV show as when we say hiatus is because TV – remember when we started this TV from where we started to when it ended or went on hiatus, it's evolved so much.
Social media.
So just like Johnny Damon and Michelle, that they were the – practically the OGs of gender reveal. People weren't doing that back then, remember?
Yeah.
So things have evolved and changed and transitioned and live streaming and all of that. So that's kind of where it went. It's not that it was necessarily anything was, bad. It was just the time. It was time. It was just the time.
Do you have a fish tank?
No. Brett wouldn't build me one. I wanted a jellyfish tank.
I had one. I don't have any more. Not anymore. I sold my house. I had a 700 and I had a koi pond.
You had a really pretty one.
We did both episodes on the show. So I'm sure that'll be a recap that we'll go back and talk about.
Was that the house I was at?
That was at the house you were at. Yeah.
Beautiful.
My mom has like 3 goldfish and she loves them. And she adores them. She won't get, she won't.
Yeah. She got them when Agnes was little at a carnival and she still has them.
No.
Really?
I had a fish. I had a
just one.
I had one, and his name was Cuba. And he died. And I remember flushing him down the toilet. For real, like that's what people do, right?
Yeah.
So one day, where my sister Heather, and she could attest to this, where growing up as kids, and she comes running into the kitchen when she was like maybe 4 or 5 years old. Mommy, I made you something to eat. You got to come look. And she went into her little, she had the little stove and the whole setup. Inside there is the goldfish from the frying pan.
Easy Bake Oven?
Easy Bake Oven. That's what it was.
No, I love the Easy Bake Oven. Remember
that? She took your family goldfish and cooked it.
Family goldfish and cooked it.
Oh, my God, Heather.
I know. She did it. She did it.
Did that ever come up on an episode?
No, that never came up. That's a podcast exclusive.
We all do crazy things as kids. We don't know. We're going back to the Johnny Damon. So that episode aired April 22nd, 2016. On April 15th, there's an article on Fox News of 2016 where Brett said, you want to install a fish tank in the White House. Was there ever a conversation about putting a fish tank in the White House?
So, you know, it's funny is my manager is friends with President Trump.
Okay.
And he works for Fox 5 News. And I always told him, I'm like, we got to get this Trump in. We got to try to get this thing in the White House, in the White House. So it was an internal kind of discussion between us, but it never really made it out of the internal discussion.
I remember that discussion going on.
You know, look, I wouldn't be surprised if he was a fan. You know, look, everybody that I know of, you know, watches the show. You know, I mean, I've been, it's crazy because we were at Chipotle this morning and I'm standing there with my mask on and I have it like above my nose and I hate wearing a mask and I'm standing there and a girl's staring at me and she's being super nice. And we get to the end of the checkout. She's like 17. She's like, are you by chance the guy from Tank? And I'm like, oh my God, you recognize me on my mask? And she goes, I have been watching you since I'm a kid. So, I mean, it's just people from all over the place watch the show. Like you heard Johnny, his family, they watch the show. So, you know what? Look, if one of our presidents one day want to catch a rerun, you know, and they want to put something in the White House, I'd come out of retirement.
They're relaxing fish tanks. They're soothing.
They
presidents
are. They're soothing.
Under a lot of pressure.
They're soothing for every age. Mm-hmm. That's why, everyone.
Yeah, aquariums, are, you know, I always tell people the reason why public aquariums never close is because everybody loves to watch fish.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might not love to take care of them. That was my concept behind creating the show. When I used to come to Wade and everybody, I'm like, how many public aquariums are out there? There's hundreds. Mm-hmm. I go, they never close. You know why? Because people love watching fish. You might not love to take care of them, but you love to watch it.
Well,
and that's why they're going to love watching our program, because you don't have to take care of our television. You just have to watch what we create. Imagine that it's going to be sitting in your living room and then always wonder about getting one, right? That's kind of what it was like.
Yeah.
And well, then we... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. So yeah, think of all the field trips kids take to to aquariums. Uh-huh. That's where you start. So you start young and then obviously... I mean, how could you? They're beautiful. So
yes.
You don't really ever lose
the
lust for it, I guess.
You know, I mean, growing up as a kid, you know, you start off, you know, kids want to go fishing. They start off, they watch it on TV. And if you
fishing?
Go home and watch.
Yeah, I did.
If you go home and
we had
watch.
A fish tank too.
If you go home and watch television, I'm going to point it out to you now, and you're going to notice it, and we'll talk about it on another podcast. How many commercials use fish, whales, or dolphins? Mm-hmm. In it.
Pets.
Okay.
Okay.
No, fish, whales, or dolphins specifically. Start watching your television now. Start looking at commercials, and you're going to start seeing how many fish, whales, and dolphins are in all of your commercials. It's crazy, right? Long story short is we wanted to bring something fun. We wanted to educate people. And I think that's what Tank did, was able to give people laughs, bring them education, and, you know, make a lot of fun out of it.
Wait, I want to know what fish you had.
We had a 55-gallon fish tank. First off, we had the little tiny beta fish and goldfish and stuff. And then my dad got a 55-gallon fish tank. And it was awesome. We go down to the basement and look at the fish. And I remember we got like a little catfish for it, I want to say.
You have tigers and Oscars back then?
And we had mini sharks too?
Yeah, they have Bali sharks.
Okay, so I feel like we had a mini shark in there. And then the mini shark and the catfish didn't get along and it was disastrous. And then
both bottom feeders. I could see that happening.
The tank came to an end. It came to a sad end.
So what did you do with the fish?
I think they eventually just died off.
I know, but how did you dispose of them?
Flush them.
You flushed them too, right? You flush them.
Flush them.
Heather's the only one that cooks them.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, I had tanks growing up as a kid. I mean, that's kind of what started me in the hobby. You know, it was just my stepbrother had aquariums, and then I had aquariums, and then on and on and on. This is probably the first time in like 20 plus years that I don't have an aquarium.
Well, we got to get you one. I know a guy.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
Well, that was awesome. Well, I think they should do it there for episode number fish. Episode number fish. Episode number six.
Yes.
Going fishing with Brett Raymer from Tank. That was fun. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Guys,
I just want to tell everybody, you know, make sure they check us out on YouTube and make sure that they, you know, ask
feedback.
Questions.
We need
ask
feedback.
Questions.
Yes.
Feedback.
Perfect. Yes. Give us some feedback.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.